Hello and welcome to the first monthly podcast of Absolutely Yours, a podcast of the Absolute. I'm your host, Alan White, author of God is All and Sounds of the Trumpet. Now here's what you can expect from each monthly podcast of Absolutely Yours. First, there will always be a feature topic of the month. This will be followed by Caring Concerns, which is generally a response to hot topics in the media. And each episode will end with a selected reading from my latest book, Sounds of the Trumpet. I'm changing the order right off the bat. Today I'm starting with Current Concerns, because the international hot topic of the times is the economy. And according to The Economist, whether you're talking about world economy, national economy, local economy, or even personal economy, they sum it up in two words. It stinks. Matter of fact, if you close your eyes and just think about the economy as the media presents it, you can smell the stench of dualism. Can you smell it? See, all of this talk of economy has dualism, a two-ness front and center. Listen, supply and demand, creditor and debtor, seller and buyer. I'm going to stop right here because it's getting stinky just thinking in terms of twos. Do not fall into this ditch of dualism. Don't do it. Look at the economy through the eyes of oneness. There's just one presence. There's just one power, there's just one substance, and one evidence. And this one substance is infinite and indivisible. It's equally present, everywhere present, all of the time. Now the Holy Bible of Christianity, these words are there. It says, for of him, to him, and through him are all things. And this is the truth, everything is made up of the substance that is the presence of God, and this includes money. Looking at the eyes through the world, or through the looking at the world through the eyes of oneness, I'm going to say, there's no supply and demand, there's just infinite fulfillment. Looking at the world through the eyes of oneness, there's no creditor and debtor, there's just infinite fulfillment evidence as each and every identity. I'm going to tell you, miracles would happen in your experience if you just stay with the fact, my beloved, that you are infinite fulfillment identified. Now let's take it a step further. If you seem to be in debt, know that your creditors, each and every one of them, is fulfillment identified. Now let's take it another step. Silently, until we meet again next month, salute every identity you see as fulfillment identified. People, there is no problem with the world economy, but there does seem to be a vision problem, a perception problem. Don't let it be yours. The subject of this month's podcast is illumination. The million-dollar question that comes up often is illumination necessary? Of course, my answer is, illumination is not necessary for anything, for all already is perfect people. But illumination is inevitable. I'll go on to explain that a little later. But right now, let's put the brakes on, put this thing in reverse, and stop to define illumination. Illumination is the conscious experience of the fact that God is all. It is the literal seeing, feeling, and smelling, etc., you know, of God's allness. Think about it. If a seeming material world can be cognized by seeming material senses, why shouldn't the spiritual world be cognized by spiritual senses? I'll tell this story again. For years I preached about God being all. I wrote articles and magazines about God's allness. Every consultation was based on God's allness. And in my heart, I knew this is true. Yet my senses, and you know what I mean, put up a pretty good argument that God is not even all, not even most, not even some. Then one day, it happened. It was during a time when my life seemed to be twisted up in a knot of uncertainty and confusion. I was at Unity Village in Missouri, and one morning I got up long before the sun opened its eyes. I intended to walk over to the prayer chapel for a time of silence. And as I walked in darkness across the campus, suddenly, the entire place lit up as if 1,000 suns were shining. The place, the campus was the best way to express it, was a bright golden yellow, and there was no hint of materiality. And at the same time that all of this light was going on, a voice boomed loud enough for Martians to hear it. God is all. At that point I knew. And mind you, since that experience I often seemed to see a material world. But because of this experience of illumination, I knew that what I seem to see as a material world is not true. All doubts, people, have been removed. Illumination removes all doubts about the kingdom of heaven being right here and right now. A woman once asked me, she said, "Alan, do you ever doubt this truth?" Now, had she asked me that before this experience of illumination, I would probably say maybe occasionally, every now and then. But my answer to her was no. No, never. But sometimes I do doubt my full understanding of God's allness. And people, experiences of illumination can be like money in a bank that you can draw out anytime you need. One night, I was in so much pain that death seemed a welcome opportunity. I prayed and I prayed, and the pain just got worse and worse. I know many of you have been on that same street. But then in the darkness, I looked over at a lamp on the night table, and I saw light all around the lamp. At this point, I was instantly reminded of the spiritual nature of my body as pure light and pure spirit. Almost immediately, I slipped into a deep sleep, and I woke up. There was no pain, no trace of the pain or the discomfort or dis-ease. Now, here's what you need to know about illumination. When you stay single-eyed to God being the only presence and the only power, no matter what seems to be going on, illumination is inevitable. From Sounds of the Trumpet, page 94, the chapter is The Urban Mystic. You and I are urban mystics. We work, we play, we enjoy the beauty of family and social relationships. We also enjoy hobbies and recreation, but our chief focus is the realization of the true God. Everything that we do is to the glory of the allness of God. Our omnipotence lies in the fact that throughout the day our constant awareness is, I of myself can do nothing. The Father within me, he doeth the works. It is the power of God operating as our very own being that does the works. It is our conscious awareness of this as the actual and only truth that evidences itself as powerful living. For us people, this is not mere lip service. I think you know that lip service has not revealed the nothingness of the appearances of stress, strife, evil, and lack. Our confidence is in the conscious experience of the presence of God as changeless, uncreated perfection. No one can give us this kind of profound knowing. It is God revealed.